Do you understand the purpose of human existence as we enter the new millennium? World News and Prophecy presents an analysis of world affairs and the answers to the great questions of life in light of the Word of God. This program will help you unlock the true meaning behind the events in the Middle East, the global economy, politics, and religion. And now, for World News and Prophecy, Dr. Donald Ward.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. What will be the geopolitical and economic state of the world when the beast power and the false prophet set up headquarters in Jerusalem, inspired by Satan the devil, when they take over the reins of world government? There are preachers around the world who are closing their services and their altar calls with a warning that Jesus might come tonight. Is Jesus coming today, tonight, or tomorrow? Based on the internal evidence of the Bible, the answer is no, but make no mistake about it. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, as He is revealed in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, and also in the book of Revelation chapter 19, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is going to return to this earth on a great white horse and usher in a new age of peace, hope, and prosperity for all the peoples around the world. The nations will indeed beat their swords into plowshares and learn war no more. But the world is in for some terribly trying times before God and Christ and the saints take over the kingdoms of this world. We look forward to the time, as it talks about in Revelation 5:10, where we are made kings and priests with God and Christ, and we shall reign on the earth. The stage is being set. The players are beginning to assume their roles in preparation for the great deception that will deceive everyone but the very elect. In fact, Christ states in Matthew 24:24, if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. Are you among the very elect? As we view the world scene today, we see increasing tensions between the major players on the world scene. Eventually, the world will be divided essentially between the nations of the East and the nations of the West. Now, how do we know that? The prophet Daniel tells us that the beast power is apparently a Western power, since he will be troubled by news from the East and the North when he begins to move toward Jerusalem. This, of course, means that Islam is not the beast power. The beast power is apparently a power that parades under the banner of pseudo-Christianity. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, that this pseudo-Messiah sits in the temple of God proclaiming that He is God. We must never forget that there is a religious dimension to the grand delusion that lies ahead. At the present time, Western nations are not giving much attention to the religious dimensions that will play a great role in the grand deception that lies just ahead. In fact, Western intellectuals and pundits, opinion ed writers, and some politicians are blaming Christianity for the Iraqi war and for U.S. support of Israel. But the day is coming in which the pseudo-Messiah will go forth conquering again in the name of Christ, and the people will be supporting him. The greatest of all persecutions will fall on true Christians who are not deceived by Satan's system. In fact, Christ says in Matthew 24, that you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. But very few people will heed the warning about Satan's system. In fact, it will be the true Christians who will expose Satan's system. But few people will heed this warning, since the deception will be so great and the enforcement of their system will be so tyrannical that most people will not have the courage to stand up against the merchants of deception and death. In view of this disturbing news from the East and North, the beast power and the false prophet, inspired by the Satan the devil, goes forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many, as it says in Daniel chapter 11 in verse 44. The major nations north of Jerusalem are Syria, Turkey, and Russia. And to the east there is Jordan, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and China. The superpowers among these nations, from the north and east, especially Russia, China, and Iran, are in the process of forging political, military, and economic ties. It is worthy of note that in President Bush's recent visit to South Korea, he cannot get the South Koreans to agree to help ensure that the North Koreans would not be shipping contraband weapons or material to other nations. This in spite of the fact that the U.S. is, in essence, saved South Korea in the 1950s, and we still have 30,000 troops stationed near the 38th parallel. Anti-Americanism is on the rise even in South Korea. Incredible. That is so incredible that it is just as incredible means unbelievable. It is apparently during this time of great turmoil that the beast and false prophet moves their headquarters to Jerusalem. The Apostle John tells us that Jerusalem will be divided and given over to the nations for a period of 3.5 years. In Revelation chapter 11, in verse 1, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God." Now that can have dual meaning. The temple of God, the church of God, is now under judgment. But this is talking about a literal physical place. And of course, the people of God need to make sure that they are ready as they are being judged today. But this physical place, here it, John is instructed to measure it, and it's speaking figuratively of the time that lies just ahead. So he's told to measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. "But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, the ethnos, the nations, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months, 3.5 years. And at that time," Revelation 11:3, "I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1260 days clothed in sackcloth." Yet Daniel says that this beast power and the false prophet and Satan the devil will come to his end and none shall help him. That's Daniel 11 and verse 45. The reason the beast power sets up his headquarters in Jerusalem is because the ultimate moving power behind end-time events is Satan the devil, that great fallen angel, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. He is a great deceiver. He is a spiritual power. Jerusalem is viewed as the spiritual headquarters of the world, especially from the Middle East back to the West. And Satan is on an insatiable quest to be worshipped and on a mission to destroy the earth and the potential sons of God. Satan knows that the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved is Jesus Christ. So Satan's ultimate wrath is aimed at God and Christ and the potential sons of God. Satan knows that Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, or any other religion will never provide their followers with a path to eternal life. But he uses these religions into deceiving people while creating chaos and confusion among the sons of men. Yes, there's only one name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ, according to Acts 4:12. God is not a respecter of persons. Every person that has ever lived or ever shall live will be given an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. As Paul writes in the book of Romans, "And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and everyone will be brought into account." But Satan uses these religions, different religions at the present time, to create chaos and confusion among the sons of men. With each passing day, there seems to be another proclamation from some national leader that increases the tension among the nations. This is especially true of Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who does not pass up an opportunity to goad the West. This week, he states that Iran plans to have 100,000 centrifuges by next year for the purpose of enriching uranium to meet their nuclear fuel needs. He claims that they need this to produce electricity, yet they have an ample supply of fossil fuel for that purpose. These devices, these centrifuges, can produce enriched uranium, which can be used in nuclear reactors or weapons. The United States and Israel suspects that the Iranian drive to produce enriched uranium is a precursor to building a bomb. This in spite of the fact that Iran is a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The United Nations Security Council in July ordered Iran to stop enrichment, a request ignored by the oil-rich country. This week, Ahmadinejad, speaking during a visit to the Tehran offices of state-run television, dismissed reports of possible Israeli strikes against Iran as, quote, media warfare. He went on to say, quote, the Israeli regime will presently not attack Iran because it faces many problems and is currently weak, end of quote. Ahmadinejad has repeatedly called for Israel's destruction and expressed doubts about the scope of the World War II Holocaust. This kind of rhetoric, turmoil, and tension among nations will increase, as God permits, until the time comes in which there will be major conflicts breaking out in different places. Some people believe that World War III has already begun, and there is a major conflict and major conflicts in the Middle East even at the present time. When the turmoil and tension becomes so terrible that the hearts of men are filled with fear, here comes Satan and his agents, the beast and the false prophet, to the rescue. The irony of this situation scenario is that the one whom they think is coming to rescue them is in fact the destroyer. When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to ask the question, whose horse will you ride? Will you ride on the great white horse, or a great white horse, or will you ride with the dragon? We see tensions on the world scene increasing every day as we see and hear of wars and rumors of war, earthquakes in different places, upset weather conditions. Many of the very signs that Jesus Christ listed when the apostles asked him, what shall be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? And Jesus Christ told him that there would be false Christ and deceivers who would go out and deceive many, and that there would be these signs of kingdom against kingdom and nation against nation and wars in different places and earthquakes, pestilence and famines. And we see all of this beginning to take place. He says these are the beginnings of sorrows. You need to understand what is happening in our world today, and we can help you with our free publications. You need to call for a free subscription to the Good News Magazine, a magazine of understanding that will help you understand events that are taking place. One of the articles in the current issue of the Good News Magazine is, has World War III already begun? You need to read this article and many other articles. We can also send you our free booklet, Are We Living in the Last Days?, and the booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. To receive the free literature, all you have to do is to call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Or you can log on to the web at ucg.org. That's ucg.org. And go to the Lit Library and you'll see a long listing there of various publications. And now back to World News and Prophecy. The time is coming in which the beast system and the false prophet are going to burst on the scene and seen inspired by Satan the devil. The world will be astounded when this comes to place. We read of this in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 4. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 3.5 years. Apparently that same period of time in which Jerusalem is divided and the outer court given over to the nations. And this one, this beast power, opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So Satan and the false prophet and the beast, they are against God and Christ. They are destroyers. They're out to keep you from being in the kingdom of God. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. As God ordained a great plan of salvation from the foundation of the world, and he has allowed the world to go its course under the influence of Satan the devil, so we can learn that the way of Satan the devil and the way of human flesh left to itself apart from God will never come to the kind of peace that humanity claims it desires. Yes, God has this great plan of salvation. Many people ask the question, well, if God exists, why is the world in the condition that it's in? Well, the reason the world is in the condition that it's in is because it has chosen to follow the dragon and ride on his horse instead of riding with God and Christ on the great white horse of truth that is revealed in the pages of your Bible. Yes, this lamb is slain from the foundation of the world. That is Jesus Christ. It is through his sacrifice that our sins can be remitted, that we can be forgiven, that we can receive the earnest of God's Spirit, and we can be partakers of his very divine essence, the Holy Spirit, and be on the road toward eternal life. In fact, you can write for our free booklet, better yet, call for our free booklet, The Road to Eternal Life. Once again, that number is 1-888-886-5614. 1-888-886-5614. He goes on here, the Apostle John says, if any man have ear to hear, let him hear. And then he comes down to where the false prophet really comes on the scene and begins to wreak havoc on the sons of men. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. He spoke as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him, caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Yes, this great deception that is coming on the earth has a religious dimension, and it involves worship. Who are you going to worship? Are you going to worship God and Christ as revealed in the pages of your Bible, or are you going to be deceived because you've not loved the truth and have not opened the pages of your Bible to see what it really says? And this one, he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men and deceives them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast would be killed. Yes, this religious tyranny is going to come upon the face of the earth now. There are people who are going around now persecuting those who are really standing for the truth and saying that they are responsible for the ills that are coming upon the earth, but we're going to see the tide turn. In fact, this beast system and the false prophet, they are going to enforce a worldwide religion on the peoples of the world, and if you don't worship them, then you are going to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man could buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Yes, that system is frightful to contemplate, and if you don't worship that system, the image of the beast, as it says here, and if you don't receive the number of his name On the one hand, you're going to be killed if you don't do it, and then other hand, you can't buy or sell, so it means that you would be facing starvation. One of the more interesting aspects of Satan's ability to influence the peoples of the world is that even though the beast and the false prophet set up their headquarters in Jerusalem and are troubled by news out of the east and north and apparently conquer surrounding nations in the Middle East, as mentioned in Daniel 11, the unholy triad of Satan, the beast, and the false prophet are able to deceive the nations from the east into fighting against the returning Christ and the saints. This is, once again, an incredible scenario that here's the beast and the false prophet setting up their headquarters in the Middle East and eventually in Jerusalem, and they are troubled by the news coming out from other nations, and they conquer several surrounding nations, as you'll note in Daniel chapter 11. But yet at the same time, when God really begins to intervene during the time of the wrath of God and the Lamb, the trumpet plagues will be poured out on the earth, as described in Revelation chapters 8 and 9. And then the seventh trumpet plague consists of the seven vials of wrath, and they indeed will be torturous, tormentous times on the peoples of the world and upon the earth. The fifth vial of wrath is poured out on the seat of the beast. We note this in Revelation 16 and verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. It is incredible that once these things begin to unfold, there's no record of anyone repenting, yet they apparently know that this is coming, that is, these plagues are coming from Almighty God. The sixth vial of wrath shows that even though there has been great warfare among the nations, and the carnage has been beyond comprehension, with millions, yea, even billions being slain, Satan, the beast, and the false prophet are able to gather the nations to a place called Armageddon, where the great climatic battle of the age will be fought. The nations of the earth will somehow be deceived into fighting against the returning Jesus Christ and the saints. As we shall see from Scripture, this is the great battle of the day of God Almighty. Armageddon is the place where they gather. The battle is the great battle of the day of God Almighty. In Revelation 16:12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, which is in modern-day Iraq, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Even though the beast power and the false prophet have been troubled by news out of the east and some opposition there, yet when it really comes down to it, they are able to rally the nations and those from the east to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, that's Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Jesus Christ here is an inset verse, a warning to us, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." And then the narrative continues, "And he gathered them together in a place that is called Armageddon." That is the place where they're gathered. "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of God from the throne, saying, 'It is done.' And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God, because the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof, was exceeding great. As these events unfold, Jesus Christ is going to return and defeat Satan and his forces. The Apostle John describes the time in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back, as we shall read here, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will not be lowly and humble this time, riding on a donkey as he comes into Jerusalem. He will descend from heaven with the voice of the shout of the archangel, riding on this great white horse. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen. Are you going to be one of the ones riding on one of those white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, symbolic of the righteousness of the saints? And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. With it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had a vesture, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive in a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And then in chapter 20, you read about Satan himself being bound in the bottomless pit. Will you be one of those who rides with Christ during this most dramatic time in all of human history? Or will you be one of those gathered against Christ and the saints? John describes those with Christ in Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Are you called, chosen, and faithful? So will you ride with the dragon, or will you ride on a white horse? And be sure to be tuned to this station at this time next week for World News and Prophecy. You have been listening to World News and Prophecy. For the free literature offered on this program, you may call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, 1-888-886-5614, or log on to the web at ucg.org, and we'll send you the article, Are We Living in the Last Days? You can understand Bible prophecy and a subscription to the Good News magazine. There will be no follow-up. No one will call on you. Just call for the literature. And until next week, this is Donald Ward for World News and Prophecy.